One Witness Radio Broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, an annual conference held in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to find out how to receive the complete conference series today.
21 years. I just wouldn't miss this meeting for any reason. It's just so awesome. Anyway, I have a lot to do this morning. I'll tell you this one thing. Billy, you know, years ago, I had a lady that I prayed with, and she, in our prayer groups in our church, we have lots of prayer groups, and I always let the people that led the group to just go with their heart. And this lady felt in her heart that she was to pray about the millennial reign. And she did. But the most interesting thing would happen when she would pray. What came out of that group of people made the atmosphere charged with the millennial reign. I don't even know how to explain that. But it was like a manifestation of the next age. And do you know that that is the reason that I began to study about Israel was because of that prayer group, because of the atmosphere that was produced in that prayer group. I didn't know anything about the millennial reign. And so I'm going to say this now. It probably won't happen, but I'm going to say it. If tomorrow morning... Because most Christians don't even know there is a millennial reign. I'm serious. And it's so important. It's so important to know what's going to happen next. The Holy Ghost says, I will show you things to come and the future. And it's not right that we don't know about it. So I'll just make this suggestion. Tomorrow morning, you would take my time and teach on the millennial reign, and then we'll pray from that perspective.
Just a little bit, and then we'll do a tag team.
A tag, okay? Whatever you say. All right, I have so much to share today. One of the things about this company is, you know, where we are concerned, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is usually, we're known as sheep. We're sheep in a sheepfold with a shepherd. But we are the army of God. And our commander-in-chief being Jesus, he is the Lord of the armies. And I don't know how the Lord puts all that together where he makes us an army, but we become that. And like Billy was saying, Sister Jeannie always said, but we don't have weapons like just natural arsenal of guns and those things, but we actually fight on our knees. Another thing about this army is that we've already won because Jesus won it for us 2,000 years ago on a cross. And we could give you, you know, so many scriptures, whatever, Ephesians chapter 1 says that we know the exceeding greatness of his power to us, but who believed. And that power was that Jesus was raised, and that power is to usward, and that Jesus was raised. And when he was raised, we were raised over all principalities, over all powers, dominions, darkness. And then Philippians says every name that's named. Then in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we've been raised with him and we're seated there with him in that place of authority, 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 authority. And so one of the reasons that this army exists is for us to take our place and let the Lord use us where we become a weapon ourselves. Not that just we have one, but we actually become a weapon ourselves. And that would mean that we are not just on the way in Jesus, but we are in the way. Because we step over in the gap. We step over in the gap, and when we step into the gap, the enemy can't go forward because of us, because of this army. And so along these lines, well, first, before we do any of that, I want to pray for our eyes today. And there's a reason I want to pray for our eyes. First of all, I've been studying the Civil War. And you know that the reason that Robert E. Lee lost the Civil War, because they said he fought blind. I don't know if you knew that. What happened in Gettysburg, there was a man that was supposed to come help him with weapons and things, and he didn't show up. Well, he did show up, but he showed up late. His name was Stuart. And he showed up late. And so when he got over to Gettysburg, he didn't know how to fight. And they said the reason he lost was because he fought blind. So we're not going to be fighting blind. We're going to get all every place we need to go in this assignment that we're getting from my heart today to yours. And we're going to, God is going to instruct us how to do it. Okay, secondly, I had my 70th birthday this year. And when people make you feel like that's supposed to change you in some way, but I didn't see the change. But anyway, one of our Jewish friends called and he began to give me all of the things about 70. And I was amazed. And one of the words in the Hebrew for 70 is the word E-Y-I-N. I don't know how you say that, but in Hebrew, Ayin. Well, and one of the words for ayin is at 70. Like, say you have a tree that you've been looking at in your backyard for years and years and years. You've watched the tree grow and it looks the same all the time, except for the change of seasons. But even in the change of seasons, you know what that tree looks like. But when you get to be 70, he said, something happens to you where you will get up and you, with your eyes, you see that tree in a totally different way, a totally different perception than you have ever seen it before. And so for this conference, for this now, for us as prayers and as part of this corporate army, I want us to join hands with our neighbor and pray either side of you for that neighbor's eyes, for our eyes. Our eyes, we cannot walk now blind. We cannot be blind. We have to walk and we have to know exactly what is happening. And so, Father, Paul said to pray that our eyes would be opened and our eyes would be flooded with light.
Flooded with light, yes.
Not that we would stay in the same place that we were in, or even where we are now, or what we saw before.
No.
But Lord, we have to see future. We have to see, because Jesus said the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Father, we need revelation, that our eyes would be open to revelation. We need understanding, Lord. We need discretion. We need these supernatural things to happen with our spiritual eyes and with these natural eyes as holy watchers of yours. And so right now, as the army of God, because we agree together, we thank you right now that our eyes, Lord, are being changed. And we believe you. We believe and we receive new eyes to see. Open our eyes. Open, Father. Open our eyes to see further. In the name above every name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All right. It was... now, this is going to sort of be like this morning. We're going to pray, but
I want this to be like a briefing. When armies a lot of times come together, they come together for an assignment or to get a briefing. And I want this to be kind of like that, like it would be a briefing. Last July, I was getting ready to preach before the 4th of July, and the Lord began to minister to me about change. And that's all I know about it is, well, I know a lot about it, but at that time, that word was so strong in me about change, and that we had entered a season of change, that winds of change were in the air everywhere. And we know in a season, I don't know about not so much here, but in Minnesota, we are really experiencing a season change. And we all four of them, we know when they come and we know when they go, believe me, there. And we're experiencing one now. And one of the things that you have happened in a different season coming is that you dress different. You put on totally different clothes. You begin to think different. You begin to act different. You know, right now we're getting out hats and gloves and putting up swimming suits. And so everything changes in that. The Lord began to speak to me about America with this change that is in the air. And actually, this change is all over the world. And I want to read you, first of all, something someone sent me in Europe. And it's called Lights Out in Europe. And this is a speech by the chairman of the Party of the Freedom of the Netherlands, the Party for Freedom, the Netherlands. He is in the parliament in the Netherlands. And he came to New York there to minister at the Four Seasons. And he is giving a synopsis of what Europe looks like right now. I want you to listen very carefully. He said, "Thank you very much for inviting me. I come to America with a mission. All is not well in the old world." Speaking of Europe, there is a tremendous danger looming and it's very difficult to be optimistic. We might be in the final stages of the Islamization of Europe. This not only is a clear and a present danger to the future of Europe itself, it is a threat to America and the sheer survival of the West. The United States, as the last bastion of Western civilization, facing an Islamic Europe.
You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Thank you for listening to our message today from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer held in Branson, Missouri. Would you like to have this powerful conference series for yourself? Today, call our bookstore at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this broadcast and other exciting new content at billybrim.org. billybrim.org.